I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where Ankara is watching carefully who will succeed the Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, after he died in a helicopter crash. The president's death comes amidst growing Turkish-Iranian rivalries across the region. Last Thursday, the Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, was interned in a tomb in the gold-domed Imam Reza Holy Shrine in a ceremony drawing thousands. The death of Raisi in a helicopter crash, which claimed the life of Iran's foreign minister, Hussein Amir Abdullah Hayin, comes at a critical time in Turkish-Iranian ties. While Ankara was quick to assist in efforts to find the crashed helicopter deploying a Turkish military drone, Turkish claims that it found the crash site was rejected by Tehran. The president's death comes amidst growing rivalry between the two countries, explains Bilgihan Alagöz, a professor of international relations at Istanbul's Marmara University.
For Turkey now, the future of South Caucasia, Iraq and Syria are very critical for its national security. And here in these areas, Turkey all face Iranian opposition against Turkey's interests.
The Turkish military is poised to launch a major offensive in Iraq and Syria against the bases of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state. Ankara has repeatedly criticized Tehran for failing to support its efforts. Iran is concerned about Turkey's encroaching in areas it considers to be its sphere of influence. The death of Raisi follows the killing 4 years ago of Qasem Soleimani, the veteran head of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps International Operations. Hussein Baja of Ankara's Middle East Technical University says the loss of two leading figures with decades of experience in the region is an opportunity for Turkey.
The killing of Qasem Soleimani and now the accident of Raisi, two important personalities who have been increasing the Iranian influence in the Middle East very strongly. I don't know whether the new foreign minister, new president will somehow get the same level of this influence, because they will be mostly unexperienced or inexperienced people. So Turkey's advantages now is much more.
Turkey's potential diplomatic leverage could further increase with Iran heading into presidential elections in June. Baja predicts that Iran is facing a power struggle, not only between regime supporters and opponents, but also within the regime itself.
Iranian society is much more dynamic and progressive than the regime. Regime is behind the society, and this is the problem. We have, of course, a fight now for power, either to continue that the military is the leading one with the clerics. There is a partnership between the clerics and the military. But these two institutions also fighting among each other.
But analysts say that if Iran's Revolutionary Guard increases its power, that could also result in a more assertive use of Iranian proxies controlled by the IRGC in Iraq and Syria, which often challenges Turkish interests. This would further fuel rivalries between Turkey and Iran, warns Alagöz of Marmara University.
IRGC view of the region is very problematic, because the Iranian proxies is a problem for the future of the Middle East. So overconfidence adopted by IRGC combined with political power will be a destabilizing effect in the Middle East. So Turkey will always face this issue with concern.
With Ankara and Tehran competing for power from Syria and Iraq to Sudan, analysts say the outcome of Iran's transition of power could have major implications across the region and for Turkish-Iranian relations. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.